I receive the light of God. I am so happy, no sorrow is mine. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. I received the light of God, the light of heaven. No more darkness, no more night. I am so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I saw the light, I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Hallelujah. Has someone been truly blessed this morning? May this blessing not only abide, but will continue to abound. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the effect and the impact of the treasures that we gather in here be feasible on our return. Yes. I pray for a new day and a new dawn for every ministry in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Now, we by nature enjoy human commendation, but they are mere accolades. When God commends a man, he changes his story. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You're faithful over a few things, now have thou faithful over 10 cities. It's God's commendation that counts. God's commendation. God who knows all things about all men at all times, is his commendation that counts the most. Strive to win his commendation. Strive to win his commendation. Don't settle for human applause. It doesn't add nothing to nobody. They are all adjectives of convenience or adjectives of flattery. My God. But when God says well done to a man, he changes his level. May each one hear well done from the master. Yes. Upon living here. Yes. May each one hear well done from the master. Yes. May each one hear well done from the master. Yes. May each one hear well done from the master. Yes. Now, let me say this. I never sat on the front seat throughout Egan's life. No. I wasn't fit for it. And I didn't look for it. God had built this tabernacle then because he went home 2003.
Yes.
And one of his ardent followers. I took his mantle literally. But I never heard a microphone on Negan's platform in my life. In my life. Don't try to be known. It's not.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing in it.
Yes, sir.
The Lord said to me, don't try to be known. Strive to know me. And the world will soon begin to look for how to know you. Don't seek to be known, he said. Seek to know. And the world will soon begin to seek to know you. Don't seek to be known. Don't seek to be known. Don't let title confuse you. Don't seek to be known. Don't let size confuse you. Just be there. I was in the gallery when the mantle fell on me. I wasn't in the main city. I didn't have space on the ground floor. But the eyes of the Lord run to and fro in all the earth. Running to and fro in all the earth. To show himself. Until God shows himself to you, you have nothing to show. Until God shows himself to you, you have nothing to show, sir. You have nothing to show. So endeavor to be faithful, to be truthful. Endeavor to walk in the fear of God.
endeavor to carry God on your head and in your heart. My God. And then the forward movement will be stress-free. The advancement will be stress-free. I'd like you to pray this prayer. Lord, I want to earn your commendation in my life. Not just for once, over and again. Grace to earn your commendation in my walk with you and in my commitment to the assignment you put in my hand. Grace to always earn your commendation. Grace to do it in the way that pleases you the most. Grace, 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 grace to be faithful to you, to be faithful to the assignment, to be spiritual, grace to be accountable. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Please get seated. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. I like this dress, my God. Amen. Just I've decided to be wearing what I'm wearing, otherwise I'll have changed to it. Now, very good gist before you leave. If you are not answerable to anybody, you can miss the road anytime. You can miss the road anytime. 2006. I asked all of you to come with me to Redemption Camp. And we sat down in the GO's office. And I said, you know, the reason we came is so that in case there's anything they need to tell me, but they can't tell me because I'm their boss, they can call you directly. Hello? After 25 years in ministry, how many years? If there's nobody who can call you back, stop there. You go off at any time. Just go off. Just go. So many have gone off, sir. Now, come back earlier. 1987, he was in Kaduna. And we had a staff meeting. And I say, hey, folks, you can reach him anytime. You can reach me any moment. If there's anything of concern to you. Life is so easy. Life is so easy, sir. Be openly accountable. It's for your safety. It's for what? It's for your safety. Be openly accountable. Don't live in a world of your own. One to him that's alone. Please, learn to open up. There are responsible people in your various assemblies. Amen. Let God direct you as to who does what. Amen. We are building towards a coming generation. We just must do it right. I pray that no one here will miss his steps. Amen. I pray that no one here will miss his steps. Amen. Now, there is no one to tell that you want to divorce, and you know it. That is in case Satan tempted you. You know, now, what will he say when he hears? Apostle Paul, can that come near your mind? How will you survive? Can you think of that in your life? No. It's important to just organize security around your life. Organize what? You know, if I hear anything unsavory about you now, sit down. What's wrong with your head? In love. In what? The Bible is great. Just ensure that we go after God with all our heart, and things will keep changing. The good news today is that it's never late to be right. Can I have you say amen? Amen. is never laid to the right. The past does not count against you if you choose to turn. Create avenue for corrections. Open up the operation to church members. They believe in you, that's why they are there. And in Jesus' name, we will run this race safely. Amen. And fruitfully. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We run this faithfully and smoothly in the name of Jesus. No ministry here will collapse. Amen. Now, one last shocker for 2 minutes. If you ever discover that you're not called, don't pretend. Don't pretend. I've not sent these prophets yet, they're around. Don't pretend. If you are doing it to feel the time, don't pretend. Faith is a quality, we also will do it. What we are enjoying is the caller's backing. Can I hear your amen?
Yes, sir.
So don't pretend. We labored in Kumasi for 6 years. Mm. And God said, I'm not there. Mm. Shut down. Straight. Mm. It's never late to be right. It's never late to be right. It may not be your motive, you just be not called, or you are not sure of your calling. And you are struggling. You have one life to live, you don't have a spare. You have only one life to live. You don't have a spare. Don't fake this thing. It never answers to those who fake it. Don't fake these things. It never answers to those who fake it. Don't fake these things. Because if you are not called, you soon go off course completely. You'll be lying to stay aboard. You'll be playing pranks to still post to be on. Don't. And caution with doing business with ministry. The money will just move to service your ministry ends. God's money. So the business will not work because it's like stolen money, which is followed by a curse. Don't do it. God didn't send you to go and trade with his money. He didn't send you. This may be hard, but it's the truth. I've not bought one piece of thing to sell in my life since I got called into ministry. One. I've never bought a piece of tie from any country in the world and say, okay, I bought some ties for you. If I bought ties, I give you. I'm not a marketer. All these games people are doing, if it's not in line with the Bible, it's wrong.
Yes, sir.
What is not right is not right.
Yes, sir.
What is not right is not right. You are a pastor, you have transportation business, you are the collect offering in church, you now used to repair car. How would the car have accident? No. There are things to be careful of. Just be careful with them. They don't say, don't think we are playing games. No, the covenant is at work. The covenant is at work in vivid terms. No games. My father and my mother were alive when we bought our first plane, when we bought the second one. They never stepped into one of them. It's not mine. It's for the mission. But when I bought mine, I can go to anywhere I want, at any time I want. They can even bring vegetables for me from home. It doesn't matter because it's my own. They say, life. Okay, when I now bring them in, will I say, this is my plane? No. Because it's not mine. Over to you. Just walk. You check down here during Shiloh, the first Shiloh. Two of you. from Sango. They trekked here. You are just 30 minutes, you are looking for a car to buy. To do what with? Can you maintain it? If they were using phone when we started ministry, can anybody suggest it? Phone? To phone who? No. We're not rich. We can't try it. The vehicle we brought to church last night was bought for Kenneth Copeland so that when he's coming to church, he doesn't need to go. He can dress in that vehicle. He can ease himself. He can do anything he wants. Amen. Designed by us. These are in stages. They are all in stages. So I enter it to help him warm it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It was the object of that vehicle, nothing else. Because he will always do his tie before entering the church. So you can do your tie in the plane, I mean the car. You stand straight, you have baggage things there. You have anything, you have toilet things. You can enter the church without any disturbance with anybody. Praise the Lord. He taught me. He showed me. And he's showing. Jesus is Lord. Don't try to jump to where these folks are now. They didn't start there. I'll show you their video sometimes. What they look like. Anyway. Glory to God. The first car you rode, you used to play when you are driving it. Because you'll be seeing the ground. And say, I give you, that's not fair. You may hold me, give me a car with hold. Can you believe that? Why are you doing this to me? Stand to your feet. Amen. A time is coming, come to this forum, there will be a problem at the airport. Amen. Someone will be asked to go and land in Ibadan. Because of number of planes that will be coming down. Amen. By the lifting of God. Amen. When churches are turned into kingdoms. And strong nations. Servicing the needs of nations. By being faithful with little. By being spiritual in your work. By being accountable. By the fear of God. My God. In the course of building this university, the management of one of the four generation banks in Nigeria came around. And they said, which bank is bankrolling this? They said, no, they say it's not possible. It's not possible. Because all the businesses are going on at the same time. All the buildings. Because he commanded it. And so there's no stress. Praise God. He commanded it. From this time on, every trace of stress on your life and ministry will no longer be traceable. Please take this from me. You need to know what prudence is all about. When we planted our first number of churches, total income for that year was 523,000. Five what? Yet, he planted five churches, 1987. Come on now. People squander money, a lot, sir.
With this income, 5 churches were planted. When they gave you money to go, it's money with a vow. If the money is lost, then you are lost. You on that team?
Yes, sir. 5,000 naira.
5,000 naira. That's a lot of money. And yet, who squander anything? They squander anything. Leave the comfort of their home, they go to the hotel to sleep. Why? They preach on Sunday. Which preaching? One service. When we came to invade Lagos, Lagos invasion, you know Lagos invasion?
Yes, sir.
Total income that we had that year to invade Lagos was 1.55 million. One million, no, not 155, 1 million. Yet Lagos was thoroughly invaded. Please settle down and put budgets to work. Wrong with the vision God has given you. He knows what to do with the rest.
Yep.
Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Can I afford air conditioner? Never. It will get me cold spiritually and threw me out of ministry. I need high temperature to operate well. Amen. Life. You can't have what to do and be a waster. Always ask for what to do, help me to do, Jesus. Always ask for it. And continue to maintain a reserve account. It can come with one same bow and you have to respond. Same day, he said, arise, get into Lagos. Somebody was on his way here. What if you have something somewhere to travel with? So how did you get something from here? Oh, yeah, we budget. Reserve is there. Praise the Lord. Well, let me know here that anybody borrows money to buy a car. Because God hasn't called the car, it's you that he called. Amen. Don't. Thank God your leg didn't break down. If the car breaks down, take care. Amen. One day I went to a meeting and my car broke down on the way going. So I left it and went. So when I finished, I was canceling people. After the car, because the key was in my hand, I thought the car was there. So I was going, and I saw there was no car there. I said, oh my God, the car is on the road. The car was not part of my agenda. No, just because I saw the key and I was going there, everybody has left. But God had mercy on me to give me a lift. Amen. Those are not the things I called ministry. Settle down. Amen. 2 cars in front, 5 behind. It will go to where? What do you want to achieve? Praise God. And they say, everybody, we're going to plant a church somewhere. Now give. They say, yes, we have heard. Just let God commend you this year. And let that start now. Lift up those 2 hands. And bless his name. For the amazing light that came to us. Amazing light from heaven. Give him glory and praise and honor. Thank him.
Thank him from the depth of your heart. So much God has given to us this morning. So much he has loaded us with. Is somebody thanking him with me? Raise your hand if you can. Give glory to God. Thank him. Let him hear your voice. Let him see your hand. Just thanking him from the depth of your heart. To you alone be glory forever. And all who are thankful to God, say thank you, Jesus. Let him hear you say it louder. If you're expecting greater things to be done at the afternoon session, a bigger one again. Yeah, I can see you joining your hands together for the Lord as well. It's worthy. Amen. The afternoon session is just some 2 hours, a little bit above 2 hours away. Please maximize the time. For those who care to take lunch, why not? You can do that. Take some time of reflection and refreshing. 2:30 p.m., the afternoon session kicks off. And, of course, preparing our mind, 7 p.m. is the evening session. Don't fail to get your resource materials. And for those who are yet to register, for the purpose of continuous communication and contact, please don't fail to do so at the main entrance of the chapel. Joyfully, let's share the goodness of the Lord right now. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Share your love with your neighbors as you go.